Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Sarah Ross, the Director of Mitchell County Department of Social Services.
Director of the Mitchell County Social Services. Now, that sounds like a busy job.
It keeps me hopping. It definitely keeps me hopping.
So now, how long have you been over there?
Since January 1st.
Okay, so this is your first, you're 10 months into it. What do you think? Pretty good job?
It's a fantastic job. I can't say enough about my board. They're very supportive, and the community has welcomed me and the changes that are occurring with open arms, and so I am just so grateful.
Some background, you've done this type of thing before?
I have. I've been in social services 20-plus years, and I've been doing things from private practice to managed care, and now I'm in the public sector doing the Department of Social Services, always with the heart of families and children.
You were telling me before we went on the air that you're really enjoying the area because we are kind of just one big, happy, kind of goofy family around here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't tell you how responsive and embracing everyone has been about this new event.
Yeah, well, that's great. So now we do have a special event coming up early in November, and it's called a Community Resource Fair. It's going to be on November the 2nd. First of all, tell me, what is a Community Resource Fair?
A Community Resource Fair is one in which all of the community agencies that provide some type of service or some type of opportunity for growth development for our folks has been invited to be represented at this fair so that they can better educate our community, our neighbors, our friends, our family about what the services are available to them, as well as just what are some opportunities for growth development. So anything from music to social services to emergency assistance to Medicaid to school opportunities, everything.
There are a lot of services available to us, and sometimes it's hard to keep up with what really is and where to go for what, isn't it?
Absolutely. And right now, it's a pivotal time to do this. This really branched from the fact that there's Medicaid reform occurring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much you know about what's going on with Medicaid reform.
Not a drip. That's why I'm excited you're here. So tell me, so what's going on?
So what has happened is North Carolina has privatized Medicaid. So historically, it's been a public managed benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with it being privatized, that means that those that are receiving Medicaid services, Medicaid benefits, have a choice of four different providers to manage that for them from this point forward. It's open enrollment, so it's just like any other insurance company that right now is the opportunity for them to find which insurance company they feel is the best fit
mm-hmm.
and register and enroll with them. But they have to do so through a brokerage called Maximus. And so at this Community Resource Fair, we've actually got representatives from all four insurance companies
mm-hmm.
as well as the broker. So they are able to go and actually shake the hands of these insurance companies, look them in the eye, and ask them, are you contracted with my doctor?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of coverage do you offer for this type of service that I need or that my family needs? And then they can literally walk from the insurance table to the broker and enroll right then and there.
And just do it. Have mm-hmm. it done. So now this is Medicaid. It doesn't affect Medicare.
Correct.
So those of you that are listening that might have set up and said, wait a minute, does that, if you're on Medicare, you keep right on keeping on for everything with that. Well, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity. How many people in Mitchell County need to make this change?
Approximately 30% of our population.
Wow.
We've got over 5,000 people that are receiving Medicaid benefit at this time. And so it's a significant portion.
Yeah.
And it's not just Mitchell County. It's statewide.
Yeah, this is all over the state. And that's why the only reason I ask about Mitchell is, of course, this is your Mitchell DSS.
Mm-hmm.
So that just gives you an example. If little Mitchell County has that many, then Yancey, then Avery, and heaven help how many would be in Buncombe or whatever, so folks need to get on. How long of a time period do folks have before the time's up to make the changes, or what happens?
Open enrollment is from October 14th to December 13th.
Mm-hmm.
After it closes, then every beneficiary will be automatically assigned an insurance company. They do have up to 90 days to contact the broker and change it, but otherwise they'll be auto-enrolled in an insurance company that may or may not contract with their primary care doctor.
Yeah, so there's where you could get into trouble. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for folks to come and talk to the actual providers, and you know who you're provider is, and you can get it all put together. That's pretty neat.
Absolutely. And it's open to everyone, including Yancey, Mitchell, Avery, McDowell. Anyone that wants to come is welcome to come.
So that's the beauty of this also. Like I say, we're talking here, and it's, where's it actually going to be at?
At Mitchell County High School.
At Mitchell High. So you see, even though it's there, we're kind of center, so folks from Avery, everybody can just come and check it out. What's the date and the time again?
November 2nd, and it's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
If you are on Medicaid, you haven't already taken care of open enrollment, which really the enrollment's just been open a few days now.
And even if you don't receive Medicaid benefit, if you know somebody that does, or even if you don't know anybody, it's great to come out to have fun. We'll have bouncy houses. We'll have face painting. We'll have games for the kids. We've got Twisted Laurel doing a food truck. We've got Pelican Snowballs from Marion. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a big fun anyway. Mm-hmm. And all these services, when you get the opportunity to talk to the various different groups that are there, that's all free. You're just glad to be able to help folks. And then, of course, food truck, snowballs, and all that stuff. It's just your typical sales situation.
I also wanted to let you know there is free transportation within Mitchell County.
Oh, okay.
The transportation department is willing to provide free transportation. People will only just need to contact the local transportation department and request to be picked up and delivered to this event, and then the also return trip. And Sheila's got it all taken care of.
Hey, which we can't do anything of any size in Mitchell County without Sheila's bunch, let me tell you. We really like Mitchell Transportation. Those are good folks. So it's lots of fun for the kids, lots of good activities, really for families, for everybody, even if you're not a part of Medicaid.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, this opportunity for you to talk with folks about the changes at Medicaid. If you need more information, contact DSS, or if folks have questions, is that the best place for them to call?
Yes, please give Mitchell County Department of Social Services, the Medicaid Department, the questions.
Okay, so get in touch with them. And if folks want to find out more about the free transportation, they can just call Mitchell Transportation, 688-4715. 688-4715. That's Mitchell County Transportation for free transportation inside of Mitchell County to the event.
We have over 28 vendors that have registered to be there. We'll have a whole room connected for adult services and then a whole room that are going to be family-focused and children-focused.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be available to everybody.
One thing for sure, changes in Medicaid's on the way, and folks need to take care of that, and you can find out about all these other great services that are available. We just hope folks will come and be a part of it. And again, it's Saturday, November 2nd, 11 to 3, Mitchell High School. And it's at Mitchell High School, but it's open to anybody and everybody. We're basically North Carolina citizens.
Yes.
Because everybody in North Carolina that's on Medicaid is going to have to make some changes. Thank you for your service to our community and for showing up to visit with me. Thank
of
you
course.
So much.
Thank you.
And as we go along, if there's anything we can do, will you let me know?
Of course.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks again to our guest today, Sarah Ross of Mitchell County DSS. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.